The enemy is at the gates of Leningrad. The ordinary people of Leningrad have dared to stand up against this horde and to defy it in their own streets.
Я на подступах к Ленинграду.
Digging trenches on the front line, that was my first memory of the siege of Leningrad. I was only in my early 20s in 1941. Oh, my name is Elena, by the way. We were told to dig these trenches to stop the German tanks from coming into our city. It was mostly women. There weren't many men. They were all fighting. The trenches were very deep and very wide. The German planes kept trying to bomb our train on the way to the front line. I remember seeing the smoke from the machine guns on the plane's wings as they shot at us. And when the planes went bombing us, they were dropping leaflets on us, telling us to surrender. But we knew we never would. We knew we had to defend our city from the Germans. I'd never done any manual labour before in my life. I mean, look at my hands now. They're like a man's hands with all that work. But I never regretted it.
When at the gates stood the thwarted Nazi armies, unable to batter their way in, but hoping and believing that the martyrdom of women and children would force the Russian garrison to surrender. How little they knew the spirit of Russia, and in particular, the spirit of this proud, tough, historic capital.
The temperatures in that first winter were very low. I remember sleeping in a fur coat. We had no water and no electricity. Imagine that with the temperature at minus 40. We burnt furniture, chairs, tables, and books to keep warm. And we had no water to bathe in. It took all our energy to carry water from the stream to drink. You can't understand, it was very, very difficult for us then.
I remember my first sight of some of the evacuees from the city, gaunt, white, grief-scarred faces of people who'd seen such sights and endured such suffering as no one should be asked to endure. And they were the lucky ones. They were the ones who were able to leave.
The only food we could be sure to get was a ration of 125 grams of bread. And it wasn't just pure bread, it was mixed with things, glue and sawdust. It doesn't sound delicious now, but believe me, it tasted wonderful to us. There were days when we had only this 125 grams of bread and nothing else. And we divided it into three parts for breakfast, lunch and dinner. That's why so many people died. There just wasn't enough food. And with the cold and the shelling, God, we knew that the city was surrounded and the country couldn't help us. Of course, in these conditions, many people died over the 900 days that the city was under siege. The yard at the back of our apartment block was full of dead bodies. In the entrance to the houses, there were corpses. I saw two women's bodies that had been dumped by the side of the road. They had both had their breasts cut off. People were so crazy from lack of food, they would even eat the bodies of others. The hunger drove people insane. In the second winter, my own mother, she hadn't eaten for days and she was delirious with cold and hunger. I had a small daughter at the time, and on the fourth day I came back from the queues and saw my mother bathing my daughter, but there was no water in the bath. I arrived just in time. It's difficult to say, but she was going to eat my daughter alive. She kept saying what a fatty child she was. Within hours of that, my mother had died. I wrapped her body in and tried to drag it on a sledge to the cemetery, but I didn't have the strength. A man offered to help me if I'd give him some bread, but I didn't have any bread. I had to leave her body in the street. I just hadn't got the strength.
With freezing bodies and empty bellies, shelled by day and bombed by night, the Leningraders kept their defenses manned, kept their factory wheels turning, and won through.